In this study, the proportion of patients on OAC therapy with or without an antiplatelet agent increased significantly from 2010 to 2021. This rise was due to increasing use of DOACs with or without antiplatelet agents. At the same time, there was a gradual decline in the use of VKA with or without antiplatelet drugs, as well as of antiplatelet therapy alone or in double combination, while the proportion of patients not receiving antithrombotic therapy decreased. This data suggests a slow and gradual guidelines implementation process.